Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF. This week, we continue to sit in on a question and answer session based on a counseling case study of a woman named Anne. In this session, a question is posed. What's the harm in getting to the gospel early? Let's listen in as Dr. Pallison explains the importance of knowing and understanding the person to whom God has called you to minister.
Oh, what's the harm in getting at the gospel early? It does seem that CCF can wait a long time before talking about our hope in Christ. Here's how I'd respond to that. I'd say first, the gospel could well be the very first words out of your mouth. You know, it may be that, you know, you sit down with someone and the way you start is you are interceding passionately with our God, thanking, you know, I thank you, Lord. You have loved us. You have died for us. You bore our sins. You are alive. You are reigning. You are powerful. You are present. You know our sorrows. You know our sins. All hearts are open before you. We plead with you that you will meet us. Show us your love. Minister your grace. That could be your very first words in counseling. So it's not a matter of that one is holding back the gospel. I think what you're hearing in the, you know, what have been some of the emphases, some of the ways stories are told, is you're hearing from the faculty that we have seen an awful lot of clumsy counseling or boilerplate gospel, as it were. And that so really all we're saying is let's not make that the gospel is a predictable boilerplate formulaic kind of thing. Let's make sure, well, we'll come at it this way. Let's make sure that we are attaching the truth of the living God to the actual problems of people. And one of the things I think why that comes up in classes here is, as we think about our little pictorial, that there are some people who are caregivers and listeners, right? That's where they gravitate. They gravitate to the love and know. And there are other people who are talkers and problem solvers. And they innately gravitate to the speak and do. And the fact is that pastors tend to gravitate here, right? Ministry-oriented people that end up in seminary tend. Now, I'd say this is less as biblical counseling has become established as a program, you know. But on the whole, you get people who are oriented towards the truth. They size up people quickly. They see what's wrong. They see the answer. They want to solve it. And so you get a population that has tendencies to be talkers and problem solvers and tend to not take the time to actually build a relationship in which the person has a reason to listen to you because they trust you, and where you actually know the person and not just the facts that let you talk and give your analysis and, you know, case closed, you know, problem solving. So I think that's why you're hearing it. I would say there's absolutely no reason, if there's no reason to be a little bit more patient in coming forward with the gospel, then come right forward with it. You know, if I know this person, you know, let's just say that somebody I know from my church, I know the way they've been taught, I've got some feel for them as a person, I know that they have come to see me because they believe that I will give them Jesus Christ and in a way that's relevant to their life struggle. The gospel of Jesus Christ will be on the table from our opening get-go, right? If it's someone that, like an Anne, where she's heard all the words, they're kind of distant, she's preoccupied with other things, she's not close to anybody, she doesn't have any kind of dynamic of how these words mean something. In fact, she herself says they seem far and distant. I'm going to make sure that I get to know her and that she knows I care, such that when I speak, it's going to be relevant and is going to be able to make that triangulation, that meaningful triangulation we've been talking about. So it's really it's a functional judgment. I probably used this last year, but no harm saying again. One of the chunks of scripture I think is so compelling in this regard is to look at the way that Paul speaks to different audiences in the book of Acts. You know, and I'll mention three, but you could actually look at every single talk is different. And it's different based on who he's talking with, right? So just to pick, well, even the talk that's repeated, the story of his conversion, is told different ways because of who the audience is. And the example I like to use is that in Acts 13, he basically leads with the Bible. It's a Bible study. He's talking to Jews. He's in a synagogue. They take their cues off of the scripture. They want to hear what the scripture says. And the thing is overtly Bible from the opening word. In Acts 14, he's talking to peasants, Gentile peasants in Lystra, and he's talking about the weather and crops and ends up talking about pagan gods. And like he comes around to the exact same messages. Although the gospel is presented in a little bit different slant in Lystra than it was in, I forget where Acts 13 is. And then Acts 17, he's talking to intellectuals in Athens, and he quotes their philosophers, quotes their poets, talks about something he saw in town. Again, that's an analogy, but it's an analogy where you see this real sensitivity to actually know your listener so that in the way you speak, you are speaking into their experience world, their thought world, and so forth. Final comment here, counseling. The one-on-one personal ministry is this opportunity to personalize things. So why not take advantage of it? Why view it that I want to sort of quickly get my little, you know, gospel shtick, you know, my four spiritual laws or whatever it is, out on the table? Why not really get to know them and then fashion a gospel which is tailor-made to that person and that is going to blow the doors down, surprise them. Jesus is going to be better, deeper, different, higher, wider, more relevant than they ever imagined. That's the kind of vision that I see as taking advantage of the opportunity we get in personal ministry.
Thank you, Dr. Pallison, for helping us understand the importance of both listening and speaking wisely. For information on CCF's training and other opportunities, visit our website at ccef.org.